The smell of the earth, deep and true, centered her as she traversed the hastily created tunnel. It probably said something about karma that she preferred darkness, muddy walls, and being underground to any other circumstance. Battery-operated lanterns had been dropped haphazardly along the trail, their artificial light dancing across the packed dirt walls, highlighting minerals she couldn't name as she descended quickly, the swish of her skirt the only sound she made. She bent her head, trying to stay in the moment and not panic at the job to come, one she was no more prepared for than she had been for mating a Kurgan general nearly 2 centuries ago. Or was it closer to 3? Taking a deep breath, she turned the corner and faced the cell that had been dug just the day before, in case it might be needed. It was. She swallowed. The male was sprawled across the ground, so large he could probably spread his arms and reach the cement blocks on one side and the steel bars on the other. If he'd been conscious. Bruises mottled his face and neck, while a wound bled freely beneath his jaw. Blood ran past his ear to pool on the dirt beneath him. She couldn't breathe. It really was him. Despite the bruises, blood, and dirt covering his face, she recognized him from more than 3 years ago. He'd tried to pull her into a helicopter with him after he'd attacked the Kurgan stronghold where she lived. He was bad. He was the enemy. And yet, he'd saved several kidnapped human females from the Kurgans. The Kurgans were an immortal species more powerful than any other. It had been a miracle that the male before her had succeeded in taking those gifted human females away from the Kurgan nation. He'd almost taken her at the same time. But she'd fought him. Had he thought he was saving her? Had he hurt those human females? Were they now in worse danger than they'd faced when captives of the Kurgan nation? She waited patiently, as she'd been taught. The guard would get to her when he had time. The medical supplies in her pack became heavy, so she set them down, stepping closer to the bars to study the mail. Benjamin Horatio Lawrence Reese. He was a vampire-demon hybrid, large even for his kind. At about 6'7", or maybe 8, he was as tall as many Kurgans. The wideness of his torso tapered down at his waist, matched by the length of his legs. His boots had to be a size 18, and his hands were big enough to cause colossal damage. Oh, she'd been hit before, but one punch from him, and she'd be dead. He could never learn how much she already knew about him, how she'd been preparing for this day for 3 years, since he'd tried to take her from another Kurgan holding, her home. With the Kurgans, since she'd mated centuries ago and thus had become immortal, even though she'd started out as a human female. A see-through figure hovered behind the male. Karma sighed.
Loti? I thought you'd moved on.
She'd helped the Kurgan spirit accept his fate after he'd been killed in a training accident, or so she had thought. The kid, his hair black yet see-through, rolled his eyes like any teenager.
I'm going now. Just wanted to say goodbye.
Then he stiffened.
The guards are coming. Good luck.
He wisped out of sight, and hopefully out of this world to the next one.